Hi, it's Sadara, and I've been given a dare. Now, people dare me to do all sorts of things, and I always say I never back off from a dare, but a lot of dares that I'm asked to do are so over the top that they result in me blocking the person and never speaking to them again. So this is probably the least offensive, although it is offensive. So if you hate swearing, switch off now. It was said to me that swearing in my accent sounds elegant. I don't know about that. I don't know about that. And I like a lot of accents. So I argued and it ended up with me having to prove such things. So here goes. The word in question begins with an F, ends with ing, and has uck in the middle. So in my accent, I might say, that's absolutely fucking rubbish. Okay. In other parts of London or the south of England, you may hear, you're fucking joking, mate. Something like that. If you were in the middle of England, not Middle Earth, the middle of England, maybe Birmingham, you might hear, you're fucking joking? You fucking joking? Yes, I used to have that accent, but in 1985, but we won't talk about that. And if you went up north even further in England, we don't have much of an up north compared with America, but we do have an up north. Maybe Yorkshire, Lancashire areas. They might switch it up with a, you fucking twat. You absolute fucking twat. Which I quite enjoy. I think that one's quite good. Let me think of other accents. Liverpool. I'm not very good at Liverpool. I'll try. Okay. You fucking joking? You fucking joking? What a joke. You're fucking mad. They do that. They kind of go up. They kind of sing when they talk, which is nice. Again, if I'm offending anyone, I am so, so sorry. But a dare is a dare. And so then I thought, well, what other accents can I attempt badly? I spent time in South Africa. I was there for 2 years and long time ago. And I may get this wrong because my Afrikaans is atrocious. But here goes. It's just the way that they insult you. It actually feels like you're being stabbed, which is wonderful. So if you were in South Africa and someone was having a go at you, you might hear, oh, my fucking poos, man. Which is just music to my ears, actually. I love that one. My fucking poos. It's great. Now we get to America. Now, I'm not very good at American accents. So I'm just going to do an impression of my cousin who used to work for Aston Martin and now lives in New York State. And his name is Alan. And he's not on Twitter, so he can't have a go at me for doing my terrible impression of his accent, which is kind of a hybrid English American nightmare. So he will come out with things like, oh God, my fucking God, my life is just so fucking awful, and things like that. You know, he's a happy sort, so he says things like that. And I would attempt a southern accent, but I've never said the F word in a southern accent. I normally say things like, I ain't got time for this motherfucking shit. Oh gosh. Yeah. Fitted it in. I don't even know where I'm going now. So I'm going to go. And I hope that I've not been too offensive that you unfollow me. A dare is a dare. So, yeah. And if you have any more suggestions for ridiculous things that you want me to do, tell me. It's great. Fabulous. And everybody who has said wonderful things to me in the past few days about my news, about being in remission as well. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. It finally did sink in. There were lots of tears and, wow, onwards. And I couldn't, I've said it a million times, but I couldn't have got through everything without everybody's help on Twitter, and every message and word has meant something to me. So thank you very much. And you probably didn't hear any of that because you were so disgusted with my swearing that you switched off. But never mind. Anyway, must go. And until next time, bye.